Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. All right, I am live. Come on through. Let me make sure all my screens are up here. Make sure everything, okay, that screen is working. Make sure everything is up and running. All right.
Up here.
Up. There we go. Let me mute that. Okay, that screen is working. Why is that not muting? Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. All right, everything is up and working. I hope you guys are doing good today. So it's a lot to talk about. A lot of tea, a lot of drama. First, I want to thank everybody who joined the Discord in the past 24 hours. Everything was posted on the YouTube membership page and on Patreon. And I also let people on Instagram know where they could go to find the information. I'm not posting the information publicly for people who are asking. My priority are people who support my channel. So that is my YouTube members and my Patreons. They're the ones who get priority to my Discord, not, you know, just anybody on YouTube. So that's why I don't post it on the YouTube public page, because that doesn't even go to just my subscribers. That goes to anybody who runs across the post. And we're not trying to just have anybody up in there. So shout out to all the newbies. You know what I'm saying? Show them some love with the blue hearts. We had a really good, we've had two Zoom meetings. We did one yesterday called Are We Entering a New World Order? And thank you to like just the new people who spoke up, who came in with just some really, really positive words, who were like putting us up on game and what was going on in New York. So I really appreciate you guys. And I really feel like the reason why people can feel so comfortable to just talk like that is because of the environment, is because of the energy, you know what I'm saying, of the Discord. So I just thank you guys. I thank all the members, you know what I'm saying, my mods, who just help keep everything running smoothly. You know what I'm saying? We don't do any agents of chaos. It's just a really cool place. So for anybody hating, they just mad because they can't get in. So yeah. Anyways, we've had a really good time. So it's so much to talk about. It's a lot of mess going on. Child. So Diddy and Young Miami are out here. Okay. The rumor is they're allegedly dating. Now, I've seen pictures of them before. But now there's a video that came out, and basically Diddy, or what was it? Young Miami's taking it to the head. Not with a bottle of Ciroc, but she's drinking and she's like laid up kind of on Diddy. They were at P's party. P just turned 40, and that's, you know, the label that she's with. And so they were there. I'm going to show you this video. I'm going to pull it up. So this is sparking all types of rumors that Carisha and Diddy maybe dating. So let me go ahead and show y'all this screen really quick. Give me just a second. Okay, so here's the video right here. Let me go ahead and play it. That's her laying on top of Diddy. You know, could they be dating? Yes. Or could he just be smashing? Absolutely. I feel like Diddy is one of those old men who is in competition with his sons. Remember when he was dating Lori Harvey after his son had Lori Harvey and then he was dating her? He just always comes off like he's in competition with not only his sons, but the younger generation. You have a lot of these guys out here who don't want to grow up. They want to be young, forever young. I want to be forever young. And that's what you do. You date somebody younger than you. You take up all their fucking energy and time. You know what I'm saying? Most of the women his age are not checking for him. And he's most definitely not checking for women his age. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were really dating. But I don't see anything serious coming out of it.
I just see them as just, you know, just smashing. I don't see her becoming one of his baby's mothers. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's looking for a certain look, even though she's beautiful. I don't see her. I don't see it being serious. I think it's no different than when April Jones was dating Dr. Dre. Remember how that was all over the blogs? Oh, my gosh. April Jones then came up. She's with Dr. Dre. He's a billionaire. Well, womp womp. Just yesterday, he was photoed out with another girl. So obviously him and Dre are not, you know, her and Dr. Dre are no longer together because he's dating other people. Diddy is 51 years old and she's 27. So I'm not buying it. I feel like he's trying to keep himself relevant. You know, he's trying to keep himself in tapped in with the youth. And she's very much, even though she's 27, she's closer to 30 than 20. She's very much tapped in because of the city girls. So it's just, to me, it's just nothing but Diddy using her energy. That's it. That's all. So look, somebody said Diddy likes boys. Don't be fooled. We're not even going to go there. You know, a lot of people are saying that she's his beard. I would not be shocked because I don't know anybody who's really checking for Diddy in that way as a female. He has money, but rumors about him being on the DL has been attached to him. I remember, what was her name? Jaguar, right? Was talking about how she walked in on him. Child. So I'm not buying that they're really together. I think it's a good look for her. You know what I'm saying? It kind of ups her brand. It doesn't really do too much for him besides make him look like, you know, oh, he's hip. He's cool. He's hanging with the young people because she doesn't do anything to elevate his status. He's already, you know, he's top status anyhow. So I think it's more of a good look for Carisha. And for him, he's just, you know, he's just having fun. So I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Let me see here. Forever Ann says, love you, T. Said I didn't get into the Discord, but I'm glad I caught the live. Thank you so much. And thanks to the super chat. I appreciate you. Jerry Bazile says, LOL, he is a vampire. He's something, honey. Because like I said, it's like every time you see him, he's dating younger and younger and younger. But that's usually how it is. Once people get to a certain age, they start dating younger people. And it's not just men. Madonna's 27-year-old boyfriend, they were making out on the gram, what, the other day? And Madonna's like 100 years old. And he's 27. Okay, maybe she's not 100, but she's old as hell. And she stay fucking some young dudes. So, yeah, like I said, either gender. But when a woman does it, she's a cougar. It's no different. They're just trying to have some fun, honey, and get some of that young energy. Let's see here. Foxy Boop said, I just got notified about this live. Anyways, Carisha is trying to have a billionaire's baby. Yes, I noticed she was saying that. Oh, I'm going to get, you know, if we close down, I'm going to get pregnant. I'm telling you, Diddy's not going to allow that to happen. Okay? I don't see Diddy making her his baby's mother. The women, now granted, he was always cheating on Kim and stuff, but the kids that he has, like, Carisha's not on Kim Porter's level, and she's not on the other baby mama, the one that the child, Chance's mom, she's not on their level as far as, like, financially, you know, having, granted, she's a musician, but let's not act like her bag is as big as his. I just don't see him knocking her up. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't see it happening. I see them having fun, but I don't see him making her his baby's mother. I don't see it. I think it's a phase. Thank you, Sarah Chapman. Yeah. I just, when men get to that level, now when he was younger, he was just foolish. But usually the norm is when men get to that level and they have that much money, they're going to be a lot more careful on where they plant their seed. That's usually how it works. Nick Cannon is a whole nother exception. He's a clown. As long as you want to fuck him, he's willing to get you pregnant. He's a whole clown. But I don't see Diddy knocking her up. I just don't see it. She can wish it because we see her time much. You know, she want to have a baby. She can wish it all she wants, but I don't see it because if she was to get pregnant by Diddy, she definitely would be set for life. But I don't see it. I don't see it. I just think they're just having fun. And there's nothing wrong with that. They're grown. You know what I'm saying? If she's comfortable with him, you know, getting head for men and, you know, whatever for men, and she's cool with it, who am I? Per Jaguar Wright. Allegedly. Ciao. So, like I said, that's their business. That is their business, honey. So now I want to get on this whole situation with Dr. Dre's daughter. So Dr. Dre's daughter's out here spilling the tea. She's really upset at her dad. She said that her daddy was taking care of her at one point. And remember, she came out to the media. Nobody really knew this girl existed. We knew Dr. Dre has a lot of kids. But Dr. Dre doesn't really deal with his older children like that. He only really deals with the racially ambiguous ones. A lot of folks, they know he had a bunch of older children. He does. There's one, I forgot, what's Dr. Dre's son, the oldest one, who looks just like, I think he goes by the name Curtis Young. He's a rapper too. He looks just like Dr. Dre. I've never really seen them together. Maybe he's worked on music with him. I don't ever see it publicized. Then he had the one son who died of a drug overdose. And then this daughter popped up a few months ago, basically crying and saying that, you know, Dr. Dre is not looking out for her. He's never met his grandchildren. You know, it's sad that the kids are like, oh, Dr. Dre's my granddad, but they've never met him. So she did this whole interview months ago, and I guess it pissed Dr. Dre off. So she's saying that since that interview, Dr. Dre has backed up on supporting her and is not helping her. So now she's forced. Oh, my God. She's forced to do DoorDash, and she's living in her car. This whole situation is ratchet. Let me go ahead and play out this video of Dr. Dre's daughter. And I love how they, like, you know, how the media, child, they love to soup shit up. Look at her sitting in her car, looking all homeless and shit. Got a mask around her chin. They might as well, they should have just put a little violin emoji right here in the corner. Why y'all got a photograph of her in the car? Like, y'all see how the media does? Like, I see all these media games, okay? Now they got her. They got her delivering. They just happened to catch a picture of her with her DoorDash bag and mask going on deliveries. This is a billionaire's daughter, and she's out here delivering food. So they're really trying to milk this situation with the daughter. Like I said, they should have put a little tiny violin emoji right there in the grass. And then they had a picture of Dr. Dre looking, you know, he's all dappered up with Nicole. So this is what she had to say. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Up next, is Dr. Dre a deadbeat dad? Daily Mail exclusively speaking to his estranged daughter, Latanya Young, who says that she's homeless currently and living out of her car. Now, a single mom of four claims that she has repeatedly asked her dad, who is said to be worth some $800 million, for financial help, but she has not received a dime in 18 months. Senior correspondent Alicia Quarles is joining us in New York with more on this one. And Alicia, break it down. When is the last time that Latanya says she spoke to her dad?
All right, Thomas. So Latanya admits that in the past, her dad helped her out by paying her rent, and even giving her an allowance. She says all of that stopped in January of 2020. She says that she's reached out to his lawyers trying to get in touch with him because he wants her to get to know the four grandchildren. But Thomas, she was told dad doesn't want to help her because she's spoken about him in the press. She also added that it hurt hearing about that very generous divorce settlement that Dre has to pay Nicole Young, his wife of 24 years, telling us, I just heard that he has to pay $300,000 a month for spousal support. It's embarrassing because people are looking at me wondering why. And Thomas, in fact, she says that she commends Nicole for going after the money legally, saying she did what she had to do.
Well, it's amazing to think January of 2020, that's prior to isolation, and to think that since then, they haven't had any contact. Now, Latanya's four kids are living with friends currently while she lives out of her vehicle, and the family recently left Nevada for California in the hopes that Latanya would earn some better money. And we are certainly hoping the very best for her. Maybe this coverage, this story right here, will open some new doors. Or at least,
oh, please. Let me come back on camera. Now, what I find very funny, she's talking about, you know, I'm out here homeless. I'm having to do DoorDash. And everybody's wondering, you know, why am I in this situation? My dad's a billionaire. Nobody's wondering that shit. Nobody woke up today and was like, what is Dr. Dre's daughter, Latanya, up to? Nobody's wondering this shit. You ran to the press. Okay, this is the problem. People want to bite the hand that feeds them. If Dr. Dre was taking care of you and doing what he had to do, which he owes you nothing because you are 38 years old. Let's keep that in mind. This is not a 15-year-old girl. This is a 38-year-old woman. We're damn near the same age, okay? So if he was helping you at one point in time, why would you go to the media and basically bite the hand that feeds you? If he can send you money, you can pop by his house and bring them grandkids over there. or call him up and say, hey, why are you not visiting the grandkids? You're sending me money. Honestly, I don't believe he was really sending her money. I think she's just trying to say that. Like, yeah, he was sending me money. Then he just stopped. He cut me off. I don't think he was sending her anything, because for somebody to be sending you money means that you guys have a relationship. And if you guys have a relationship, because, you know, folks don't play about their money. I'm not going to be out here handing out free dollars. If you guys have a relationship, there's no reason why he wouldn't see the grandkids. She said he's never seen the grandchildren. So I'm not buying what she's saying. I think she's full of crap. With that being said, does Dr. Dre owe her anything? I don't think so. Yes, he's a billionaire, but that's his money. Okay? Nicole got money because she was his wife and put it with a bunch of beatings and adultery and everything else. From what I'm seeing, the daughter doesn't look like she was abused. It just looked like she was ignored. It's fucked up, but, you know, that's Dr. Dre. That's for him to handle when he gets to those pearly gates. You know, all these kids that he's made out here and has not, you know, been, you know, in their life consistently, that's his cross to bear. But I'm not buying her story. I don't think he owes her anything. You know, at the end of the day, how do we not know? How do we know she may have been the problematic child? Like, maybe he's tired of helping her 38-year-old ass. I haven't had help financially from my parents since I was probably a teenager. I can't recall one time where I've ever asked my dad for a dime, even when I've been struggling and didn't have it. So I don't understand this. Like, why at 38 years old, she feels like she's entitled to her father's money. What she should have done, okay, with that last name, Young, or, you know, just being having ties to Dr. Dre, is make a name for herself in the industry. The industry is built on nepotism. You know how many untalented siblings and cousins are in the industry only because they're related to Will Smith or they're related to Ice Cube or just whoever. So she really should have took the fact that that was her father and ran with it. Literally, she could have went to casting calls and been like, I'm Dr. Dre's daughter. And they'd have been like, booked. So it seems to me like she has no gumption and no goals. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that she has four children, I'm confused. Where are the fathers? Why is the Daily Mail not putting out an APB for the fathers of these children? Y'all got an APB for Dr. Dre as if he knocked up his daughter. Is Dr. Dre a deadbeat? She's 38. She's not 15. They're not going to child support court. The headline should say, is Dr. Dre's daughter's baby daddies or baby dad, I don't know how many she has, are they deadbeats? Because from the looks of it, she said that her kids are living with family and friends. She didn't say they were living with the fathers or father. Should we not be putting out an APB on these men who knocked her up and they're not taking care of their financial responsibility, which are the children, as opposed to the father of said adult? Am I living in the Twilight Zone here? I'm like, this article is just silly. Y'all are putting out an APB on Dr. Dre as if he knocked up his daughter. Those aren't his kids. He doesn't owe his grown daughter, who's almost 40, anything. And if he was taking care of her and supporting her, then maybe you should have thought twice before running to the media. Because again, nobody really knew who she was until she ran and said that Dr. Dre hadn't seen her kids. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. Either you want the support and you respect him and you respect the money that he's giving you, or you want media attention. So I'm sorry. I feel no ways about this bootleg photo shoot. Cars and, you know, pictures in the car looking homeless, you know, going on DoorDash deliveries. Welcome to 90% of America. You know how many people out here right now are dealing with the rent moratorium, ending, and they're facing homelessness, people losing their jobs because they won't get the vaccine, and they're having to do DoorDash and all types of stuff. It's called doing what you have to do. Maybe I'm built different. I've never been one to depend on anybody to take care of me and my kids, from child support to whatever. I had them, I'm gonna take care of my kids regardless of the situation. So I don't know, I can't relate to this story. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm mean, I can't relate. Cause I know too many women out here who have kids who are out here getting it, grinding, doing what they have to do. And sometimes you got to separate your kids while you get on your feet. I get that. But the fact that she's quick to run to the media as opposed to just working and stacking up and doing what she has to do as an adult, again, a 38-year-old, to me makes no sense. So the Daily Mail, they're just looking for clicks and views at this point. Because the fact that you guys even have it titled, "Is Dr. Dre a Deadbeat?" is silly. Grandparents don't owe grandkids anything, unfortunately. If the grandparent is there and they choose to be a good grandparent, amen, kudos to them. But a lot of grandparents, they're just as shitty grandparents as they were parents. Let's keep that real. Okay? So when you have children, that's on you and the child's father. So once again, the APB should be for these children's fathers or father. That's it. That's all. So, yeah. Sorry. That's Dr. Dre's money. He don't owe her anything. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats, honey. Let's see here. Shy Guy Sam 5 says, "Hey, T, you're my favorite YouTuber and Leo. Hope you're having a great day." I am. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's see here. Oh, no, I read that one. Okay. Isaiah Video sent $2.99 says, "What about the affair with YK Osiris? What about his affair? Whose affair? I know who that is, but who's having an affair with him? You talking about Diddy is having an affair with YK? Let me not put that. I don't know. I don't know who's having an affair. Maybe that was sent earlier. Y'all can write in the chat. I don't want to start mess. Who had an affair with YK Cyrus, honey? Okay. Look, I'm trying to look in the chat. Spill that tea. Let's see here. Diva 667 says, "Love you. I'm a huge fan. And one day I would like to join the Discord. This is my first super chat." Thank you so much. And thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Christopher Benson sent 5 says, thanks for blessing me with an early birthday live stream. Leo gang all day. Jada is a beast. The locks were well prepared and better stage presence." Yes. And happy birthday to you, Leo gang. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. Merrick sent 5 says, "Damn, T, looking right. I better see you in that Watt Remix video. Love you. Huge fan." Thank you so much. I appreciate you for coming through. Oh, my gosh. Luther's boy. He sent $99.99. Thank you so much. He says, "Hey, boo, wanted to wish you happy belated birthday. I hope it was everything you hoped for. I'm here at work and I will have to cast a playback. Just wanted to give you a little blessing. Love you and keep up the amazing content. Hashtag T-Sipper for life." Thank you so much, Luther's boy. I really appreciate you. Thank you for coming through. No, y'all made my birthday special. You know, when I went live the other day, people just looked out. I was just shocked by the super chats, the messages. I went back and I read everything. I'm just really humbled and just grateful that you guys just went that hard, because the past 24 hours was crazy, but my son is doing much better. So thank you guys as well for the well wishes and the prayers. So thank you. Let's get on the lot situation that they had. The person just bought it before. I know Jada Kiss, his back must be hurting, honey, because he carried that entire versus battle on his back. Now, Styles P did his thing. Sheik did his thing. But Jada was the star. I loved how, like, literally everything went back to New York. They had a huge budget. I think their versus battle, no lie, was probably just as good as the Gucci Man versus Jeezy. I love that the audience was lit. Folks knew the words. They came to support New York. Dipset, y'all tried. Y'all did try. Somebody said Jewel Santana was up there looking like a bag of dirty laundry. Y'all stay roasting Jewel Santana. But, you know, they did try. Unfortunately, they didn't try hard enough. Now, y'all know the internet don't miss shit. Do y'all know that Jim Jones got so excited he fell off the stage yesterday? This video just appeared today on the Shade Room. Now, let me show y'all this video. He fell smooth off the stage yesterday. I said, "This is just damn embarrassing. I'm going to have to mute the music." Y'all seen him fall? Now watch the slow motion. Oh, The internet ain't shit. Let me go back and play it again. When I said that, I'm like, who the hell spotted that? I didn't know he had fallen. I didn't see it until I saw it in the shade room, and I was dying laughing. Jim Jones went bye-bye. He went down. He fell down like Yoshi went down that damn hole, honey. He's like, well, fuck it. We're losing anyways. I said, no, they didn't slow motion the video. But I'm telling you, that battle was epic. I just don't think, I don't know. I guess it was an okay, like as far as them going against Dipset. I don't know if that was the right group. I just don't think Dipset's catalog is as strong as the Lox's. You know what I'm saying? They had some good songs, but I don't think their catalog was as strong as the Lox. But one thing I will say is this, what I did appreciate is that basically that versus battle is teaching the youth what real hip hop is about. You know what I'm saying? The lyricism, the fact that we could understand every single word that Jada Kiss said. That is how we were raised. All this mumble rapping shit, this Coi Leray, I don't understand what she is saying. I'm like, maybe I'm too old. I just don't get it. All this mumbling and dancing all weird and shit, TikTok videos, that is not hip hop. No shade towards her. She's not the only one. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I loved about it. It was about lyricism. That's also what I loved about the Snoop Dogg and DMX versus battle. It was about lyricism. You know, it was about nostalgia. So I was here for it. Yeah, that purr, that big purr. Like, I don't understand really anything she says. You know, God bless her for, you know, just, I guess, going viral. Or maybe it's nepotism because she is, you know, Benzino's daughter. Because I don't get the hype. I've tried to support her because she reminds me of a young me, you know, being so, you know, when I was young and thin. You know, I don't like people body shaming her. But I can't get into her music. I just can't get into it. Sorry. And every time I see her on stage, it's just crickets. So obviously I'm not alone. It seems like people who are paying money to see her also can't get into her music. So I was here for it. I was here for the versus battle. I think they did an awesome job. And it was just funny because even like with them talking all their shit back and forth and cussing at each other, it's like that was so New York. You know what I'm saying? That's how they get down. It's all in love. So I think this is going to like really help Jada Kiss and the Lox. They're basically being reintroduced to a younger generation. You know, because so many times we like to kind of dismiss these old, well, I guess you can call them old school now, you know, these older rappers and say, you know, they're washed up. It's about the new generation. But you have to remember, you have to give roses to the people who paved the way. Because if it wasn't for them fighting, you know what I'm saying, for the scraps that they received back then, y'all wouldn't be here getting these big ass fucking endorsements and these big contracts and everything else. I remember Method Man talked about that a few months ago. Like, where are these rappers getting all this money? Like, he said he remembers doing shows and they were only getting paid $5,000. Now you got people like Coi Leray, whose talent is very minimal. And she's getting paid big bank to do, what was that, the festival? Lollapalooza or whatever. Child, pick a festival. I can't keep up. There's so many of them popping up now, canceling the baby. I got them all mixed up. I think it was Rolling Loud. Yeah, Rolling Loud. You know, so a lot of these artists paved the way so a lot of this new generation can eat and become millionaires. Now, I'm trying to figure out why P. Diddy got the nerve to make an announcement yesterday that he's starting a label for R&B artists. Anybody signing to P. Diddy's label after he has literally robbed every member of the Bad Boy staff, record labeling crew, you're an idiot. Especially in this day and age. You don't need Diddy. Okay? You literally can blow up on Instagram, on TikTok. So anybody who signs to Diddy's new label, you get whatever you get. I will feel no ways. Don't come out 3 years later talking about, I want to tell my side of the story. I got a memoir. I went through so much. We don't care. The same way I don't care about these bitches who were dating R. Kelly in 2016. Well, y'all knew he'd been smashing little girls since the damn 90s. That's the same I'm feel about anybody who signs to P. Diddy's R&B label. I'm not going to care. I don't want to hear it. Because you knew what it was. When people show you who they are, believe them. He made the band walk and go get a cheesecake from Junior's and walk across that Brooklyn Bridge. Where's the band today? Where's Total? A lot of these artists have literally just fallen off by the wayside. And poor Black Rob, he died recently. Craig Mack dead. So it's good to see the Locks still together, still as tight as ever, and breaking away from that P. Diddy curse. For real. Because I don't trust it. Yeah, Day 26, Carl Thomas. Yeah, there's a whole list. So anybody trying to sign with him to try and get Shine, The Dream, Danity Kane, so many people. Nobody should be fighting to sign to a label in 2021 when there's so many ways that y'all can get discovered. From Spotify to SoundCloud to TikTok, all types of ways. So, yeah, he needs to sit down trying to start another label. We ain't forgot the bad boy era, Mr. Diddy. Brother Love. He got more names than anybody in the damn industry. Let's see here. A Lady 747 says, hip-hop is in shambles. Have you followed the Africa Bambaataa pedo scandal? Hip-hop is founded in exploitation. Yeah, I talked about that years ago. Africa Bambaataa and a lot of these men. Me and my homeboy, we had a real deep conversation the other day on the phone about this. Because he was like, I don't understand, you know, why these men, if they're straight, why would they be in a situation where they're being forced to, like, you know, have sex with these executives? And I was trying to explain to him that a lot of times it's not about the sex. Sex is a powerful thing, but what's more powerful is knowing that you have the influence and the power to make somebody do something that they ordinarily would not do. That fame and that celebrity is a drug. That is how people like Africa Bambaataa or Bambooty, R. Kelly, and many others were able to have willing people willing to allow themselves to be smashed and all that stuff, you know, in hopes of getting a record deal. Because that's what Africa Bambaataa was doing for a lot of these men. He was promising to put them on. I'm going to put you on. I'm the hottest thing in the Bronx River. And all that shit. And so men would go over there wanting to, you know, record albums or just be around him, you know, be around his energy, be seen with him. And then, because I talked to people who live in the Bronx, who were growing up in the Bronx back then, and they told me, like, this was very real. And they would tell their kids, stay out of Africa Bambaataa's apartment. Because you're not going to go in there the same way. You're not going to come out the same way you went in. You're going to be walking different. This was real tea. And there's nothing more powerful than when somebody's willing to do something outside of their character based on who you are. Think about all the women who, for the most part, the average woman, for the most part, is not into one night stands. That's not really how women are built. Men, yes. Women, no. That's not really how women are built. Most women, you know, want to be in a relationship. If you sleep with us one time, that's like that sexual connection is very, very serious. And if it's good, we'll be back. I'm knocking on the door and shit like, hey, you busy? I want some. Right? So I say that to say, think about how many women will go to a concert. They're just going there to have a good time, but somehow because they're pretty or they get picked, they make it backstage. Look how many women will throw all common sense out the window and will have one night stands with artists, suck their peen in the back of the bus, do threesomes, do all types of shit that ordinarily they would not do if it wasn't that person, if they weren't in that situation. So that's what I'm saying. That celebrity is very, very powerful. And people don't understand that. This is why you will have straight men. Men who are like, I'm straight. I like women. They've never even looked at a man. But you get them in the right situation with a powerful individual. And I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just using the name Diddy because he's really big and powerful. Okay, that is how you will have men who are straight willing to suck peen, okay, for a record deal, for fame, because they feel like that's the only way they can make it. That is why, you know, when Jag Wright was saying that she or somebody that she knew walked in and another singer was supposedly, allegedly giving Diddy head. Same thing with the whole Africa Bambaataa situation. Same thing with the R. Kelly allegations. If you guys read the two young boys who are now, well, they're not young anymore, but the two men who are coming out against R. Kelly, that is what happened to them. R. Kelly was supposed to help them with their music. From the vibe I'm getting, these were straight men. Because the first man, when they went to R. Kelly's, he bought his friends, his family for the party. And he said R. Kelly was upset and said, I'm going to invite you over here again. Leave the entourage at home. So he said, okay, well, cool. Then he went back to go meet with R. Kelly. And they were supposed to be working on music. And all of a sudden, he done whipped out that damn chocolate factory and said, suck it. Again, it's not necessarily about the sex. It's about I'm this person, I'm this persona, I'm this personality, I'm famous. I can make you crawl on all fours just because, like, that's enough to turn somebody off. Just that power, excuse me, that's enough to turn somebody on just having that power. Knowing that you can, like, just turn people out. And when I say turn them out, I'm not talking about turn them from gay to straight. I'm saying turn them out of their character, things that they would not ordinarily do. But because you're said individual, they're willing to do it. So yeah, it goes deep. Like, I had a whole convo with him about that. And then he kind of understood, like, okay, now I get it. I said, yeah, it's about power, you know? And people become so infatuated with celebrities. That's where they get the word, you know, fans, fanatics. It's a spirit. They become fanatical. And anything that celebrity says goes. They don't even think twice. Think about how celebrities will come on stage and say, you know, wave your hands in the air and everybody's doing it. You're not even thinking twice. So yeah, it goes deep. It goes very, very deep. I don't know if I got totally off topic. I'm sorry. But yeah, it goes really deep. Let me go back here and read some more. Dorian. Oh, Miss Pretty Eyes sent $19.99. Thank you so much, sis. Dorian Brooks, what's up with you, Dorian? He says, hey, auntie, I doubt you remember me, but I'm finally working a welding job. I've been trying to say, but I think I might take some tech classes, especially if we get on lockdown again. I definitely remember you. Congratulations. You went and got your certificate. You went towards a blue collar job. When I was telling folks, you don't always have to run and go get a 4-year degree. There are plenty of certification classes you can take and make just as much money. So kudos to you. Congratulations. Super proud of you. And I'm glad that you got that welding job. So congrats. That's awesome. Let's see here. Maria Cunningham says, can you talk a little bit about Logan Paul? Hi, T. What's going on with Logan Paul now? You're going to have to tell me in the chat because I don't know what he's going through currently. I haven't looked him up in a while, but thank you. Lauren Targaryen. Okay. Game of Thrones. I love it. She says, hey, my birthday's tomorrow. Leo gang. Love you, T. Happy early birthday to you. And thank you so much. Love you too. Alex Wall says, love you. And Zeke danced like a damn toddler. Oh, Zeke. Zeke. He danced like a damn toddler. You talking about at the versus battle. Yeah. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Isata says, hey, lovely T, how about Janet and Madonna doing a versus? What do you think? Ooh, that would be good because they both are not like, let's keep it real. You know, I love both of them. I'm a huge Janet fan. But vocally, they're not like the strongest vocal singers. They're not Patti LaBelle in them, right? But they are entertainers. I would love to see them get up there, sing their songs, but also dance. Because Madonna, she might be 100 years old, but she can dance her ass off. Janet might be 50. She can dance her ass off. Why keep shading Madonna? I don't know why. Maybe because I'm going to need Madonna to quit playing with them damn black kids that she went and adopted. Quit playing with me, Madonna. But they both can dance. They both can really, really entertain. I would love to see that. I would love to see a Janet Jackson and Madonna battle. I think with them, though, they'd have to like really entertain. Nobody's coming there to hear them belt songs out. I need them to get up. They better not pull a Brandy and Monica. That to this day was the worst versus battle I've ever watched. I don't care what anybody says. I love Brandy and I love Monica, but that versus battle was trash. Straight trash. Especially once you guys have watched more of them or went back and watched the ones that I recommended. You guys can see why I was very, you know, upset with the Brandy and Monica. because that was a chance for them to bury the hatchet and like really go hard and sing. And there was barely any singing, barely any moving. So, yeah, I think a lot of people learned from that. Yeah, I wish Michael Jackson was still here. Let's see here. Nina Lynn says, hey, T, I remember the video that you did about the locks coming at Diddy, about their publishing. Jada was speaking facts about Puff during the first verses. Yeah. Yeah, I have put that in the Black Rob video. Thank you for bringing that up. That's what I'm saying. Anybody going to go sign with Diddy in 2021, you're an idiot. Go watch the video that I did about Black Rob, where I showed, like, you know, just all the stuff he's put a lot of these artists through. And this is why a lot of people in my generation, we don't pay Diddy too much attention. It's the younger generation, like Carisha's generation, that are, I guess, obsessed with him. Because my kids be like, you're so mean to Diddy. Y'all don't understand the damn Diddy that we damn grew up with. He wasn't Brother Love when we was growing up. He was Brother Snake. That's why we don't fool with him. But the younger generation, they like him now, because now he's Brother Love. He's reinvented himself. But I'm too old to feed into the bullshit. You didn't reinvent yourself enough for me. I was here in the 90s. We watched you take from all these people and make yourself, you know, get yourself to where you're at now. Meanwhile, stepping on all these people. So I can't co-sign him. Alex says Style P threw a chair at Diddy because he owed the locks money and the contract. Yep, he did. I mean, they bum rushed him. Who was it? Was that Mace? Somebody had to bum rush him at the radio station to get their publishing. It wasn't Mace because he still ain't got his publishing. Or to get out the contract. That's what it was, to get out the contract. They had to bum rush him live on the air. The Locks did the same thing too. And I think Mace did it later on in life. He did it as well. But yeah, they've had to confront Diddy live a few times to get out of contracts and all types of mess. So yeah. Marlon Harrison says, Wendy Williams talked about this years ago, but people called her crazy. What did Wendy Williams talk about, Marlon? I'm not sure. Thank you for the super chat, though. I appreciate you. Oh, yeah. And I know I seen your comment on the YouTube member page. You need to email me if you're trying to get back in the Discord. Because what people don't understand is once you're booted out, your IP address is booted off, too. So you can't pay and then come back in. You're still locked out. So you need to email me so that way we can unblock your name. That's the only way, if you've been booted out, that you'll be able to get back in the Discord. So just signing up and paying $5 is not going to get you in. So send me an email, Marlon, and then I can get you back in there. So just want to let you know. Jay Williams, Sim499, says, it was Diddy and Christopher Williams in that room. Superhead said the same thing. Jay, why are you out here being messy? I was trying to keep it on the DL. Allegedly. I'm not fooling with Jay. He over here spilling that hot tea. Allegedly. Okay. Moving on. Thank you for the super chat, though. Sharon Press says, hey, T, Diddy don't pay or do diddly squat for people, right? And first time, are they going to sign with him with his R&B label? Good luck. Genesis Combs. Hopefully she's not related to Diddy Combs. Genesis sent 20 says, finally caught a first live tea. You are the realest one. Love the tea. Thank you so much. I love you too. Thank you for coming through, sis. Evelyn Blackmore says, love my Foxy tea. Thanks for keeping me up on what's going on in these streets. Team No X. Don't trust the pressure. Oh, yeah, we're going to get on that in a bit. We're going to say that to the end of the stream. But thank you for the super chat, sis. Unpopular Sam 499 says, my friend is going to a show, wants to sleep with Genuine. How does she get a chance to? Child, you asking me like I don't fuck them. I don't know. Pull up your shirt and show them your nipples. I don't know. She asking me like, this what you got to do? I mean, I know he hung. I ain't never been with him. I don't know. Good luck to your friend. Just make sure it's safe sex. Thank you for the super chat. Y'all be asking some wild questions. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Desiree sent $49.99. Thank you, Desiree. She says, love you. Happy belated birthday. This is Violet from the Discord. I hope you enjoy your day. Thank you so much, Desiree, a.k.a. Violet. I appreciate you, and thank you for the birthday message as well. Twisted Integrity sent 20 says facts about a 4-year degree. Just became a truck driver. And child, the check is nasty. I know that's right. I get to explore. I was working at Amazon before. Now I'm trying to figure out where I've been this whole time when you could have been getting paid. Yes. Why do you think on my channel I be promoting and showing love to the truck drivers? How you think Agent Matt be able to pay the way he pays? Truck drivers make good money. So ladies, don't scrunch your nose up. You know, everybody want to chase NFL players and rappers. Them truck drivers, they get paid. So thank you for the super chat. Thank you for stating that. You know, there's nothing wrong with blue collar work. We had a whole Zoom meeting about this, you know, and I had people on there who had 4-year degrees and, you know, went to school for a long time and they don't have a whole lot to show for it. And they're saying, yes, there's nothing wrong with blue collar work. So don't ever feel ashamed or any of that stuff. Because at the end of the day, people want to look down on plumbers until they need one. And they make very good money. You know, people want to look down on the electrician or the mechanic because he's oily as fuck. But guess what? That mechanic is making bank. Okay? So always look at other alternatives to eat and take care of yourself outside of like just the normal stuff. So yeah, truck driving. I have several friends who are truck drivers. They make very good money. And we need more truck drivers because that supply chain, you know, it's a mess right now. So they're definitely looking for people. Go ahead and get that CDL license. I know women who are now getting more into truck driving, getting their CDL licenses. Child, I can barely drive my SUV, so I'm not going to be able to drive nobody's truck, okay? I couldn't even imagine driving a semi. But if you're bold and you can do it, go for it. Y'all don't want me driving no semi because sometimes I'd be like, damn, this SUV be hard to drive. But no, it's a really, really good career choice. So congratulations to you. Let's see here. Tracy with the T. What's up, sis? Tracy sent me $50. She says, hey, lovely T, I missed your birthday. Love you for life. I love you too. I know we haven't talked in a while. Girl, we need to catch up. I hope you're staying out of trouble over there. You know, Tracy, honey, Tracy will drag your ass. You say something about her, Tracy ready to fight. There's many times I had to calm Tracy down, like, Tracy, just leave them trolls alone. Quit responding to people. So, but that is my sis. She's always had my back on YouTube, and I really, really appreciate you for that. And thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Man, y'all are over here bringing back memories, boy. Let's see here. Lord Diaz says, 90s kids here, we don't forget anything. Diddy did a lot of people dirty. Also, hey, T, I wasn't able to join the Discord, but it's all good. I'll continue to wait for my time. Much love. Thank you so much, sis, and thank you for that super chat. I appreciate it. And yes, you're right. We don't forget nothing, okay? Us 90s kids, because we were here, we watched it all. So definitely right about that. Kay Denitro says, hey, T, did you hear that Aaliyah's uncle is trying to bring back Black Ground Records? He's calling it Black Ground V.2. I heard. And he's another one. Y'all stay the hell away from him, too. Okay? Him and Diddy. If y'all don't know what JoJo went through, y'all better Google. Stay the hell away from Aaliyah's uncle. He still has all her publishing. That's why this generation can't get her music on iTunes and on Spotify, which is our generation, honey. We come from the LimeWire generation, okay? So we got all her MP3s. So the uncle tried it. But everybody our age, we got all her music. Sorry for this generation. They be like, dang, I can't never find Aaliyah's stuff on iTunes. You're not going to find it on iTunes because of, you know, the uncle. Shout out to all the kids who had LimeWire, BearShare. Y'all don't know about that. We got all of Aaliyah's music, okay, on hard drives. He wasn't going to take shit from us in the early 2000s. We got every Aaliyah song. We don't need iTunes. Tell me I'm lying. We got whole drives, okay? We wasn't playing that. Yep, we got the CDs too. So he can keep playing. He's not keeping Aaliyah from us. He's keeping Aaliyah from y'all. Yep, I love, honey, I was the queen of LimeWire back then. Let's see here. The Panda says, T, blue collar workers. Okay, says T, I'm a blue collar worker with the with them good union paying jobs, paying the bills, bartending, paid for my undergraduate student loans, and part of my master's. Also, happy belated birthday. My nieces have birthdays in August. Well, happy birthday to your nieces, and thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. So, yeah, there's many ways to get a bag without having to fly to Dubai and get shitted on. I'm just saying, they're dropping tea. They're dropping gems. So you can get money. There's lots of ways, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's about, do you have the gumption, the fortitude, the drive to do it? Because nothing comes easy. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's social media. You know, nothing just comes easy. You have to work for it. So that's why I'm side-eyeing Dr. Dre's daughter in that bootleg photo shoot. If she really wanted to go get a good paying job, okay, and I'm not knocking DoorDash because you can make money from DoorDash, but if she needed to get something that's paying better, be able to sustain her kids, she could. There's many jobs hiring currently. Okay. So how long? Oh God, I've been on here already 50 minutes. Child, this dream be going by so fast, honey. It just be flying. So let me see. I got a whole bunch of topics. Okay. Talked about that. Okay. So I want to get on Justin Bieber. So Justin Bieber's out here copping pleas and apologizing again. So the reason why he's apologizing, let me pull this up because I got to break this down. Because the Shade Room gave no backstory, no context. They're like, oh, Justin Bieber's out here reminiscing on his youth. No, that's not why he's apologizing, Shade Room. Understand what y'all are posting. So this is what they posted, but this is not why he's apologizing. We're going to get to that in just a second. So the Shade Room was like, Justin Bieber reflects on his mistakes and racist remarks that he said as a kid. But they're not giving this in context. That's not why he's apologizing. So what happened is that basically a few months ago, there's this white artist. He's a country star. Morgan Wallen. He has some bops. And so what happened is that the Ring alarm technology, he got into it with like the neighbors. I think the police were called. It was just a rowdy night. And as he's getting into it with people, he's like, you know, you fucking nigger, you know, just dropping N bombs. And so somebody recorded it on their Ring alarm and they sent it to TMZ. And it basically, his career has not been the same since. This happened 5 months ago. Okay, in February. So let me play you guys this video first. I'm going to play you the news clip as well. This was a big story in the country music scene. Okay, so give me just a second. Okay, let me play the news clip.
Singer Morgan Wallen told TMZ he's embarrassed and he apologized after they obtained video of him dropping a racial slur. So in this video that TMZ obtained, you can hear Wallen using the N-word on Ring doorbell video from a neighbor's home. Wallen was outside his home stumbling around, apparently asking someone to watch over another guy at the home when he used the slur before going inside. He told TMZ that the slur was unacceptable. Morgan Wallen, you may remember, was actually kicked off of SNL back in October after breaking COVID-19 protocol. He was also arrested last year for public intoxication in downtown Nashville. Guys.
Okay. So let me come back on the screen. And I see we have over 9,000 people in here watching and sipping. Please hit the like button. I only see 2,000 likes. Please hit the like button. It's free. I appreciate you. So that is the backstory. Okay. He's a country music. He's big in the country world. Even if y'all don't know who he is, I'm going to give y'all a backstory. So Justin didn't just wake up today reminiscing about his pasthood antics, okay? So let's stop with the foolishness. If you're going to tell the story, Shade Room, tell the whole story. The reason why Justin is apologizing is because the other day Justin posted on his story Morgan Wallen's song that he liked. He was like, oh, this song's a banger. I like this song. And people are like, Justin, you know he's a racist. And we have not forgotten your racist past. So why? So what is this? Two racist, you know, kumbaya? What's up with this? So a lot of folks started dragging Justin Bieber. And they're like, you know, that's not cool. You over here promoting his music and all this stuff. So this is why Justin Bieber came out apologizing today. It wasn't because he had some type of awakening about his childhood. Let me show y'all this article real quick. So Morgan Wallen's album, I had no idea he was saying those racist things. So a lot of folks were really upset, you know, and saying that this is not okay. I'm so upset that Justin is supporting Morgan's music. Everything was going well and he ruined it with that. So he's getting a lot of backlash. This is the post right here. And he wrote, I love this album. And I'm sure it's a good album. I haven't listened to it, but I'm sure it's a good album. So this is what Justin Bieber had to say. I had no idea that the guy's music I posted was recently found saying racist comments. As you know, I don't support or tolerate any sort of racism or discrimination. I had no idea, and I sincerely apologize to everyone I offended. Then he goes on to say this. Here's, oh God. Pull out the tiny violin, because, you know, the first comment wasn't enough for social media. You know, they want blood. So then he went on to say this. I think I got to click on it. Yeah, then he was trending on Twitter. So they started dragging him. So this is the full child. This came out today at 2:34. So he says, when I was a kid, I was incredibly ignorant and said some very hurtful, you know, racist jokes that clearly were not funny. I hurt a lot of people, especially the Black people in my life, but was fortunate enough to have had them educate me on the horrifying origins of the N-word. This brings those painful memories back up. I will always take ownership for my ignorance and my past because I know I am not that person. I know that I have apologized for this before, but knowing that this is such a sensitive issue, I believe it is important to bring it up and hopefully educate people who may have been ignorant to the topic of racism and how hurtful it is. Sincerely, Justin Bieber. So that is what he wrote. That is why he was apologizing, because of the whole Morgan Wallen thing. So, you know, Justin has apologized for those racist, you know, his racist antics when he was a kid. He was a wee lad. You know, Floyd Mayweather came out and had his back and all that stuff. So he's been apologizing for his racist antics since 2014. But I wanted to clear that up because they made it look like he just woke up today and just decided to make this long apology. That's not what happened. He was getting backlash for posting that man's album. Okay? And so he didn't want to turn into the baby and get canceled. So that's why he was apologizing and writing whole dissertations, trying to, you know, distance himself. So that's what that is. That's what that's about. And like I said, with Morgan, I don't know if his career is ever going to be the same, you know, as of now. You know, cancel culture is no joke. Now, speaking of cancel culture, this just popped up today. I want to talk about this because I see a lot of Black folks giving Miley Cyrus props. And this is what I don't like about social media is that people will switch up quick. Okay, folks will cancel somebody a month ago, and then as soon as they do something they like, not all is forgiven. So you guys remember, okay, let me go back. So what's going on right now with Miley Cyrus is that she's coming out and she's reaching a hand out. Oh, you know, the Great White Hope. Oh, take my hand, my child, and follow the Great White Hope. So, child, this is what she had to say to the baby. I wasn't impressed at all. So Miley says this. As a proud and loyal member of the LGBTQIA+, God, that's a lot of numbers or letters. Okay, IA. I just thought it was LGBTQ+. Okay, what is IA? I'm not even trying to be funny. I've never seen IA. Okay, maybe y'all can write in the chat. I've never seen IA before, ever. Let me finish my story. Let me finish reading. That just kind of threw me off. Okay. As a proud and loyal member of the LGBTQIA plus community, much of my life has been dedicated to encouraging love, acceptance, and open-mindedness. The internet can fuel a lot of hate and anger and is the nucleus of cancel culture. But I believe I can also, I believe it can also be a place filled with education, conversation, communication, and connection. Girl, sounds like a college commercial. It's easier to cancel someone than to find forgiveness and compassion in ourselves, or take time to change the hearts and mind. That sounds like Lovely T when she did her podcast on what? Cancel culture. But I digress. There's no room for division. If we want to keep seeing progress, knowledge is power. I know, and I still have so much to learn. Then she tags the baby. She says, at the baby, check your DMs. Would love to talk and see how we can learn from each other and help be a part of making more and just understanding the future. Okay? So you see, you know, a lot of people are giving her props in the shade room. They've called her the goat and, you know, black hand claps. It's the best of both worlds. We all fall short. Miley seems pretty cool. And that's why I love Miley. Where's the lie? She has a point. Y'all bet not bash her because she's trying to help him. You gotta love the shade room comments. Okay. So they're all giving her props. I'm not buying this shit at all. And this is why. First of all, the baby's a grown ass man. Okay. Nobody needs to teach you that certain things that you're saying is not right. And he knew, because when he first said it, he got backlash. And then what did he do? Instead of being a dog and listening to people who were trying to talk to him and let him know and educate him, he doubled down. He doubled down and stood in his shit until them damn festivals started pulling out. He can eat all the damn oranges he wants to eat, but he's definitely bothered. Let me show y'all this video. Since she wants to reach a handout, he's playing music. So y'all just gonna have to watch him eat in silence. This is awkward with no music. Anyways, he wants y'all to know that he's not depressed. He's somewhere counting up a check and he's unbothered. Again, when you're unbothered, you don't respond to shit like this. You just keep living your life. So he's very much bothered. He can eat as many orange slices as he wants to. But I believe he's bothered. Now, the reason why I'm not giving Miley Cyrus props for this, because once again, the internet has a short attention span. Remember, Miley Cyrus herself was involved in controversy a few months ago. A lot of people canceled her because she was promoting Satanism with these Satan shoes. So like I said, the internet is never consistent. So back in March, y'all were upset and dragging her for these Satan shoes. Now all of a sudden, she's, you know, she's the holy grail of helping out the struggling black man out of his controversy. So let me go ahead and refresh y'all's memory with what Miley Cyrus was going through 2 months ago. She's just trying to clean up her image again and look like the savior. So remember, Miley Cyrus wears Lil Nas X's controversial Satan shoes on Instagram, and they had caused a bunch of controversy. In the post, she says, can you see Satan? Miley Cyrus's post, which has received almost 1 million likes in less than 6 hours, appeared to divide her fans and followers. Many leaving fire and heart emojis, while others were expressing disapproval for her support of the 21-year-old performer's controversial sneakers. Okay? And this is the picture. She's wearing the Satan shoes and she's saying, can you see Satan, with the devil emoji. But this is who now people are praising because she's trying to help DaBaby. Again, the internet has a short attention span. I'm not buying it. She's only reaching out a holy hand because she wants to look good. Okay? She wants people to forget about the controversy with the whole Satan shoes and her promoting Satanism. So now it's, oh, we need to help him and educate him and all that stuff. He's good. He's fine. He said he's not bothered. He don't need your help, Miley. Sit down. So yeah, let me go ahead and read some messages here. S. Alaka says, hey T, it stands for intersex hermaphrodite and the A stands for asexual. What is asexual? Like somebody who don't like sex? Thank you for the super chat, love. I appreciate you. I know what a hermaphrodite is. That's somebody who's born with like two genders. Like you have both genitalia. So I know what that is. I haven't really heard of asexual. That's interesting. Thank you though for that. I never knew that was a part. I've never seen that. Usually just LGBT and then Q. Let's see here. IV90047. Santan says, love you, T. Your videos make my day. My relationship with 5 years ended and I'm feeling really sad. Your videos help to ease the heaviness. Thank you. I wish I could hug you for that. Aw. I'm sorry that your relationship ended, but thank you. And I'm happy that this stream is helping you and, you know, making you laugh and just, you know, get everything off of your mind. So thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate it. Let's see here. John Wilkes says, lovely T is giving cougar vibes. In that leopard print, cubs need love too. Let me know if you're trying to prowl. Rawr. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Them little young boys, honey, y'all be trying. You got to be 25 and over, though, because I got a 20-year-old. That'd be awkward. 25 and up. Thank you for the super chat, though. I appreciate you. Barica says, Puff is the original Mr. Steal Your Girl. Kim P, Cassie, then Lori Harvey. So true. Thank you so much for the super chat. Let's see here. Sophia says, hey, T, I love you. I love you too, Sophia. Thank you for coming through and joining today. Let's see here. Original Pastel says, I'm sorry, T, but literally my old high school slogan is knowledge is power. I'm crying. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for the super chat. Sandra Richardson says, hey, Auntie, I'm about to cook dinner and listening to your lovely voice. I made it into the Discord. Yay. Hey, that's what's up. I'm glad you made it. Welcome, welcome. Let's see here. Ty Rob sent 20. Thank you so much, Ty Rob. I appreciate you. Oh, Bondi Blue. Okay. Bondi Blue sent 25 says, love you, T. I'm back up in case you missed it. Thank you for being you. You are so welcome and thank you so much for the super chat. I seen that on your Instagram and I commented. I'm so glad you got your channel back. So I'm glad that everything worked out because YouTube was definitely, definitely tripping. So thank you. Let's see here. Marvin D. Senten says, hey, T, looking good, girl. Thank you so much. Thank you, Marvin. I appreciate you. Marlon said 20 says, I emailed you about Discord last week. Okay. I haven't been in my emails. I will be going through them. But whenever you get kicked out, you're not going to get back in right away. So just everybody understand that. If you get kicked out 1 month, you got to wait a month. So you should be eligible to come back. We have to check and see. But I'll be going through my emails, not tonight because I got stuff to do. So probably tomorrow. I'm just keeping it real. Won't be tonight. I got shit to do. But probably tomorrow. Because a lot of y'all get kicked out and then y'all be demanding I run to my emails right there. And then y'all got to understand I got a lot of stuff to do. There are so many people who are in the Discord who've never been kicked out. So just understand that the new members and the old members are the priorities. But I will get to the people who were kicked out and I'll eventually get you back in. But you got to give me some time because I got to make sure that the new members are settled in first. And that they're all where they need to be. So, but thank you for that. Let's see here. Somebody said, Agent Matt, someone is flirting with T. Agent Matt ain't in here today. Y'all know when he come through, he gonna come through with a Chris 50. Y'all know I love me some Agent Matt. He's a sweetheart. He gonna come through. No, Uncle Matt is not in the house today. He's probably busy. You know, he's a truck driver. So, you know, probably didn't work with his schedule. Otherwise, he'd be here. You know, so, but I appreciate him. He's such a sweetheart. Cobley sent two says, the baby got canceled like y'all canceled Chingy. No, Chingy wasn't canceled like that, though. Because Chingy's controversy was, I guess, who was the Sydney Star? The trans girl had put him on blast, but I don't think people canceled him because of that. Because then he came back. He'd still be on Instagram. I remember he used to follow me, not Instagram, on Twitter. I talked to him a few times on Twitter when he first came back. So, no, he's not canceled. He just ain't had no hot news. Who was checking for Chingy in 2021? That man ain't canceled. Ain't nobody listening on that. You look at what you do it right there. Right there. Nobody's listening to that shit. You better compare the baby to somebody more recent. He gonna say they canceled the baby like they canceled Chingy. Chingy ain't had a hit. He ain't canceled. He just ain't had no hot music, you know? Maybe he'll come back. I like the Chingy, though. That song was a bop. People made fun of him for being with Sydney Starr, but nobody canceled him. His career, okay, for all y'all crying right now, name a hot Chingy song right now in 2021. It's okay, I'll wait. Let me look at my new Fitbit that I got for my birthday. Thank you, friend, who got me this for my birthday. Oh, y'all can't name a hot Chingy song besides right there? Oh, okay, that's where Chingy's at. He's minding his business in 2021. Y'all need to stop. And then, thank you. Riz R says, and then Sydney admitted to lying. She lied on that man. She did all that to get clout. Chingy had never even been with her. So yeah, nobody canceled him. He got clowned. Don't get it twisted. They roasted him. They clowned him, but he wasn't canceled. He just ain't had no hot music. Let's see. Oh, okay. Somebody wrote what asexual is. Let me read this. Asexual is reproducing without a mate. Specific species / animals asexually reproduce, unlike humans. We sexually reproduce. Wait, what? Who is out here producing without a mate? Outside of animals. Is that really what asexual stands for? I can't. I don't. That's what they're saying in the chat. Next super chat. T. Hey. Hey, T. I'm not even about to entertain that. I don't get it. T-Sent $5 says, first time catching a live. You are great, auntie. Been watching you forever. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming through. Love you. Appreciate you. Thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Twisted Integrity said, yes, give me what you got for a pork chop. # right there. Yeah, the two Chingy fans in the damn chat trying to cry. They did cancel him. That wasn't even right. They nobody canceled Chingy. He ain't got no hot tracks. Y'all in there crying, but y'all can't name one song that Chingy has in 2021. I love it when you do that right there. That was the jam, though. If you there's a little chicken head dance. That was the jam. Let's see here. Asata Sin 499 says, lovely T, who do you think would be a good versus with Sade? Ooh. Smooth operator. I don't know. I don't know who would be a good battle with Sade. And I love Sade too. I don't know. I don't know. Y'all gonna have to think about that one. Look, the only thing they can write is right there in the right there remix. I'm not fooling with y'all. Okay, I've been on here for an hour and 13 minutes. So give me just a second because I want to talk about this other stuff before I go. Okay, let me see here. Somebody else wrote something. Somebody else sent a super chat. So Male Violent Elephant sent $19.99. He says, asexual means a lack of sexual attraction to others or low interest in sex. Love you. Okay, now that sounds better. Thank you. I appreciate you for sending the super chat and that breakdown. Now that makes more sense. Asexual, lack of sexual attraction. Okay, he's talking about you can reproduce by yourself like you an animal. That's where he lost me. That just lost me. I didn't even want to think about it. But that makes sense. So it's just people who are not into sex. Why is that tied to LGBTQ? Like, I guess I'm confused. Does that also come from people who are celibate and not having sex? I don't know. I just feel like they just added a lot of stuff to there. Because it's my first time ever hearing about that. Now, I guess I can get the intersex thing, The hermaphrodites, I get that. But people who just don't want to have sex. Okay. Now everybody's writing what it is. Asexual means lack of or no sexual attraction. That other person was trolling. Okay. Okay, because I was so confused. Thank you so much, Ghoul Doll. I appreciate you. Octavia Campbell says asexual is the absence of a sexual orientation. I don't know what that person was talking about, cracking the fuck up. I don't know either, honey. Okay, First Second says, T, what do you think about the Andrew Cuomo situation? Honey. We've been talking about them the past few days. Andrew Cuomo. I feel no ways about it because of what him and Mayor de Blasio are trying to co-sign in New York. I'm not feeling it. You know, do I feel like he's guilty of sexual harassment per what Letitia James is saying? Yes. Do I feel like he's going to resign? Absolutely not. He's not going anywhere. Okay. That's a strong Italian man right there. He ain't going to fold. Y'all going to have to drag him out of office. So y'all can get that out y'all's mind. Unless he's impeached, he ain't going nowhere. But he seems like one of them old touchy-feely men. Like you would be taking a picture with him, and he's like low-key rubbing on your ass. And you like, I've had that done to me. He seems like one of those types. Just trying to take a picture, minding your business, just trying to smile. And the whole time that person is grabbing your ass. It's the weirdest shit. It's also sexual harassment. I legit had that happen to me. It's like you don't even know what to do or say. You're just like, smile. People ain't shit. I can see him doing it though. All jokes aside, I believe that he did that. He seems just real touchy-feely, weird. And then he tried to do that weird-ass montage that they played on CNN, Chris Cuomo. My brother, he be hugging on everybody. He kisses on everybody. Republican, Democrat, gay, straight, man, female, police officers, teachers. And then they played this weird montage, and it's just him just face-to-face with people, kissing them. You know, he don't understand personal space. I'm going to need 6 feet, sir. Especially during C-19, sir. He don't understand personal space. But yeah, I believe it, that shit. I believe it, but do I feel like he's going anywhere? No. Y'all going to have to drag him out kicking and screaming, honey. We're going to talk about New York in just a second. Berka says, she said $5. B. Erica Hallett says, I dated a guy who was asexual. He didn't have sex. Animals that are asexual can reproduce without a mate. So you dated him and he didn't want to have sex at all. So what did you do that whole time y'all was dating? And then is this something that you need to tell people on the first date? Because I don't want to be with somebody and I'm in love with you. And then you come out and be like, oh, I'm asexual. I don't do sex. Well, I like sex. So it ain't going to work. So is this something you should tell people like right away? Or are people just springing this on people? I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know. I might have asexual subscribers. I'm not being disrespectful. I've never heard of this a day in my life. Y'all are schooling me. I'm being very honest. If we're on a first date, is that something you tell somebody? I'm asexual, so you're never going to get none from me. So that way I could be like, okay, well, this was a nice date. Thank you for the wings. I'm out. I'm just asking. Because that's just weird. If you're with somebody who's asexual, but you are very, you know, you like sex, how does that work? So should only asexual people date other asexual people? But then how do you know if somebody's asexual? You know what I'm saying? This is just too much. Well, you know, well, bless your heart, B. Erica. You know, I hope everything worked out, honey. So y'all was just together and he just didn't want none of them. I wonder how long their relationship lasted, because you notice she said she dated a guy. She didn't say she was with him. We don't know if she dated him for a week or 2 years. But yeah, if you're into sex and you have a sex drive, it's not, yeah, that's a lot. People are in the chat are saying, yes, you should. You should be very honest. Asexuals also play into your story on polyamory. Okay. 90%, 95% of the time, members of the LGBT will tell you, okay, so they'll tell you. Yes, you should. Yeah, usually asexual people get with other who are asexual. Asexual people tell people. Child, I'm learning all types of new shit. Okay, Ghoul Doll's back. She said $4.99. She says, I'm asexual and trans. I tell somebody up front because I don't have time for the BS. Okay. See, I have all types of people that follow me that I've never heard of that before. That is very different. Okay. So I'm glad at least you're upfront and honest, because that's what I was thinking. Like, how is that going to work? If somebody, because, you know, people, you know, you're attracted to somebody, like, okay, he's fine, he looks good. And then, you know, I go to touch you, you backing away and shit. Like, what's wrong? I'm asexual. Hold up, after 6 months? I'd be mad, so I'm glad that you are upfront. Y'all just be upfront with everything, honey. Okay? Because some of us like peen, so be upfront. If you're not into sex, let us know. So we can be like, we can just be friends. I'm stupid, y'all. This chat has just went all over the place. This is why I love my live streams. You never know what we're going to end up talking about. I swear. Y'all got me cracking up over here. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there's a few people here that said that they're asexual. Okay. Well, shout out to the asexual people. I never knew this. Wow. Well, maybe y'all can not hook up, but, you know, be friends and stuff. Right? Where do you meet asexual? Is there, like, a dating app? Like, I'm curious. Like, is there a dating app for people who are asexual? Oh, my God, that is so interesting to me. Boy, oh, boy. I'm going to have to research this more, okay? But thank you guys for the new knowledge, because I had no idea, so I appreciate y'all. let's see here. Righteous B Girl sent $49.99. She says, finally caught alive. Please pray for healthcare workers. I work on the C-19 floor, and it's horrible. These people are sick. We are super stressed. Stay blessed, queen. We will definitely keep you in prayer. I definitely need to talk about the healthcare workers really quick. I posted this on Instagram last night. I am very sickened by how healthcare workers are being treated in 2021. Now, you remember a year ago, nurses and doctors were being praised left and right. We saw them stressed out, wearing all that PPP. Some people had to double mask. So when we were going through the pandemic last year, they were heroes. Now many are being told that if they do not get the vaccine, they will be fired. So this picture is going viral on social media. I want to share with you guys real quick. So these two nurses are here, and I wrote, this is just plain sad. She says, we worked through the pandemic with no vaccine, and now they want to fire us. This person says, last year's heroes, this year's unemployed. Okay? This is real. A lot of people in the medical field are currently going through this. We had a really good Zoom meeting yesterday. And a few people called in who work in the medical field. And some of the ones who called in were vaccinated. But again, like I said, this is not, I'm not playing into the divide and conquer. I'm not playing into it. I don't respect it. And I'm just grateful to those who are vaccinated, who see the BS for what it is, who see the divide and conquer game for what it is. Because the quickest way to overtake a people is to divide them and conquer them. And the one young lady who called in yesterday said that, you know, even though she's vaccinated, she's watching it play out where she works in her medical facility, where they're putting so much pressure on nurses, even the nurses who are pregnant. They're putting pressure on them to get vaccinated with a vaccine. The fact that I even have to say vaccine and vaccinated just tells you how messed up this is, that we just can't talk like normal adults on YouTube because of the censorship. But these women are being basically threatened that they won't have a job if they don't go through with the vaccinations. This is something that's not been approved. And especially if you're pregnant, why would you want to introduce that into your newborn, you know, into your baby that's in utero? So this is getting really, really real out here. We also talked about this yesterday. They sent out an announcement that Walmart will be letting people go come. And I guess it's different in different states. Some states it's September, other states it's in October. If you're not fully vaccinated, you will be fired. So everything I've been saying for a while is coming to pass, and it's very scary. And it's not just me. It's been, if you're woke and you're doing your research and you see the writing on the wall, then you've been saying it as well. The whole situation is crazy. Let me go ahead and show y'all this. This really bothered me yesterday. Before I play this video with the mayor, Bellagio, talking to, I said Bellagio. That's the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas. What is it? De Blasio? Sorry. I'm thinking about Las Vegas. But let me wait before I play that. I did a green room the other day. And just thank you to everybody who's been supporting the green room. But I did a green room the other day where we talked to people around the world about what they were going through with the C-19 lockdown. And these women were brave because a lot of these people are not allowed to talk freely in their countries. So the fact that they were brave enough to call into my show, and mind you, just because it's 3 o'clock where I'm at, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning where they're at. So these people stayed up to call in. And what made me kind of upset was reading some of the comments. It's one thing if you disagree and you're pro-vax, I'm cool with that. Because if you notice, everybody who called in had been vaccinated. This wasn't a panel full of unvaccinated people. Everybody, even my co-host, was vaccinated. So that was not the point of the show. But you had people literally calling me an anti-Semite, saying that I'm anti-Semitic. That was like the most disgusting comment I've seen. And I've seen a lot of disgusting comments. But I'm like, so I do a 2-hour show where you got women dropping a wealth of information, showing you what's going on currently in their country, and your takeaway is that I'm anti-Semitic? Are you dumb? And the thing that's so crazy is the fact that people just twist your words. They told me I have no right to compare this whole situation with the vaccine to people who died in the Holocaust. I never one time mentioned the Holocaust, weirdo. I said the behaviors that the mainstream media is doing and that a lot of things that I'm seeing is reminding me of what played out in Nazi Germany before they even got to the point of a Holocaust. Again, Holocaust was never mentioned. See, one thing about me, thank you, it, nothing but a reach, but you know, people like to see themselves talk. One thing about me is that I study history. And one thing about history is that unfortunately, unless you learn from it, you're doomed to repeat it, okay? So what I find very interesting, I've been posting a lot of stuff. Let me see if I can find this clip. Let me see. Because we know they had the whole Lollapalooza festival. Okay. I can see the writings on the wall, right? Remember, like I said, in Nazi Germany, they had the Jewish people, like if you're going to market or walking around, you have to walk around with the yellow star. There are things I posted in the Discord where I showed you guys how many things are correlating with what's going on. During that time in Nazi Germany, Jewish people were not allowed to go to movie theaters. They were not allowed to dine at certain places. And in the schools, they had them divided where if you were not Jewish, you got a brown pass. And if you were Jewish, you had a yellow pass. That was something totally different from the yellow star. Okay? Now, let me show y'all what the NFL is doing for y'all who don't know, who keep saying, I'm just reaching, I'm crazy. The NFL has been putting pressure on their players for the past month to get vaccinated. And they're saying that if you choose not to get vaccinated, we will be blasting you publicly, basically shaming you and letting the world know that you are one of the unvaccinated people. And how do they plan on showing people that you're unvaccinated? Because we can't tell from the color of your skin. We can't tell from your, you know, ethnicity. So this is what they're gonna do. Unvaccinated players on two NFL teams to wear yellow wristbands that at practice to distinguish them from vaccinated players. The Steelers put unvaccinated players and yellow wristbands during practice. Okay? So my thing is this, of all colors, why yellow? Why not red? Why not blue? Why not purple? But y'all keep thinking I'm reaching and keep calling me an anti-Semite if it makes you feel better at night. I know who I am. There's nothing anti-Semitic about me. So that was just like the stupidest comment I've ever seen. But that's what they're doing now. So I have reported that back on the 25th. So now I've been telling y'all for the past year, they're going to bring on vaccination passports, vaccination cards, and they're going to make it that if you don't have them, you will be left out of certain things in society. You can tell by the way some of these people are speaking. They're saying that unvaccinated people are criminals. Remember that video I played in the Discord yesterday? The one news anchor was talking about arresting people. Like, what are you talking about? So people who don't even have a criminal record, who's done nothing wrong, they should be in jail? When a year ago, nobody had the vaccine. So to me, the elitism is really sickening. Again, I'm not anti anything. I am pro, know your body, do your research. And if that's what you need to get to help you or help you keep your job or whatever, you do what works best for you. What I'm against is the constant shaming, the belittling, and the divide. And the divide is getting bigger. And people are now seeing it with their friends, their family members. People are talking down to other people now, like they're up here and you're down here, simply because of a jab. Like, are you serious? So, and for people talking about they're going to get a fake vaccine card. Now, yesterday I had posted that you could get a year in jail. Well, now they've upped it that if you get caught with a fake vaccine card, you're looking at 5 years and a felony. So now they've upped the consequences because these fake cards are out here, you know, they're being sold. If this does not remind you of that movie Songbird, I don't know what is. Or Bird Song, whatever the hell that damn movie's called. I always mix it up. So let me show y'all what I've been posting here. So this is a card. It broke yesterday. Breaking: New York City bars, restaurants, nightclubs, gyms will require proof of vaccination in September. Remember the month of September. There's going to be a lot of shit going down in September, but I digress. Making it the first major U.S. metropolis to implement such requirements.
We're setting the pace, and we're going to do that again today with today's announcement. But let me also talk about the private sector. We've seen leaders in the private sector blaze the trail here. I want to thank a great New York City entrepreneur, Danny Meyer, for the announcement he made regarding his restaurants. I want to thank Equinox and SoulCycle for the decision they made about vaccine mandates. I want to thank everyone in the Broadway community for the decision they made related to indoor performances. So examples right there, dining, fitness, employees will be required to the key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life. The key to NYC Pass will be a first in the nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same. The key to New York.
And then I was showing the stuff with the NFL players. Let me see. It was something else. Okay, this was Cuomo speaking on the thing.
Part of the business is I am asking them and suggesting to them go to vaccine only admission. Go to vaccine only admission. We did this Radio City Music Hall months ago. Reopened, vaccine only. Sold out all the shows. Sports arenas, they went up to about 90% vaccine only. Private businesses, bars, restaurants, go to a vaccine only admission. I believe it's in your best business interest. You know, if I go to a bar and I want to have a drink and I want to talk to the person next to me, I want to know that that person is vaccinated. If I go to a restaurant and I'm sitting at a table and the table right next to me, I want to know that they're vaccinated. Private businesses, I know that they're vaccinated. I believe it's in your business interest to run a vaccine-only establishment. We're the first state in the nation to have something called the Excelsior Pass. Rob Mojica made it a reality. We have passes. They're on apps. They're on phones. It's very simple. You can operate a restaurant. Just say, you have to show that you were vaccinated when you walk in the door. It's going to help your business, not hurt it.
Oh, wait. That is sickening. And I don't care what side of the fence you're on, being vaccinated or not. If you guys don't understand the writing on the wall, I don't know what else to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? The divide, the way people are literally like just being really nasty to each other. The fact that you're taking, and then somebody wrote on Instagram, I agree with it because it's a privilege. Oh, so it's a privilege that for me to go to the gym. It's a privilege for me to go to the movie theater now. So what happens when we move the goalposts? Because see, right now, if they're starting with movie theaters and gyms, what happens when they move the goalposts and say, it's a privilege to go to the grocery store and get groceries to feed your families? It's a privilege to go to the hospital. It's a privilege to go down to the welfare office if you're struggling, if you don't have the vaccine. So be really careful what you call a privilege, because right now it's easy to say, well, going to the gym is a privilege if you don't like it, oh well. But what happens when it comes to the food and the healthcare system? This is a really slippery slope. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. I see a lot of messages. Oh, Mary Ann. Hey, Mary Ann, my South Minneapolis sister. Hey. She says, thank you so much for the much needed entertainment. I'm working on listening to your live. Happy belated birthday and congratulations on the update of your new home, sis. Thank you so much. Tomorrow is the final walkthrough and then I close Friday. So I'm excited. So you're definitely going to have to come by and come visit me. So thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Hold up. Somebody else that said something as well. Oh, where'd it go? Keisha 903 says, hey, lovely T, happy birthday to you and the tea sippers. I finally made it to the Discord yesterday. As a healthcare worker, first we were heroes, and now without the vaccine, it's unemployment. Make it make sense. Love you and keep shining. I love you too, and thank you so much. And that's the part that's very disturbing to me, that so many of you guys put your lives on the line last year to take care of the sick, to take care of the dying, and then the fact that society, not necessarily the whole society, but like, you know, the government, I guess we can say, has literally flipped. And they're like, if you don't go along with this, you're out of a job. These are nurses and doctors who have never been reprimanded, who've done nothing wrong, who worked long hours, overtime, who put themselves and their families, let's not forget, their families were also put at risk. You know, I have a lot of family that works in the medical and healthcare. I remember my uncle telling me when he gets out of work from the hospital, he has to get undressed in the garage and then go straight to the shower because he doesn't want to potentially affect his daughters. That was a lot of people's lives in 2020 that were in the medical field. So now to say that you'll just be fired, oh well, it's sad. It's really sick. It really is. Let's see here. Omolara. I love the name. That's a Nigerian name right there. She says, that's crazy. Even the Boston University is telling their students that if they don't get vaccinated, they will be removed from their classes and withdrawn from their programs. Feels like a liability issue, in my opinion. Love you, T. Love you, too. And thank you so much for the super chat. Yeah, a lot of people are going through it with these colleges and these schools are telling people that, you know, either you get your education by getting the vaccine or you're getting kicked out and we still get to keep your money. So it's not like they're going to kick you out and refund you. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's a very, very slippery slope. Kirk Terrain sent $24.99. He says, I think Sade and Anita Baker would be great. Would be a great versus battle. Stay blessed, Auntie. Thank you so much. I didn't think about them. I think that would be a good matchup. That would be. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Yeah, it's a lot going on. Calder says, Auntie, please talk about Black China exposing Tyga for being with us trans girls. I've seen that. Black China's a hot mess. She's a whole weirdo. First and foremost, we talked about the whole Mia Isabella thing, what, like 5 years ago when he went viral? She had all them big old, he's hung now. We're not going to take that from Tyga, okay? He's hung like a damn Tyga. Y'all remember she leaked all them damn peen pics, okay? So I don't understand what was Blac Chyna's point to come out and say, you know, Tyga likes trans girls too, and so do I. Again, just wanting attention, trying to go viral, and it fell flat because you didn't tell us anything that we didn't already know, sis. Enjoy your marriage. Yeah, I haven't forgotten them damn leak pics. Remember he tried to remix them and post them on OnlyFans for like, what was he charging, like $50? And then somebody sent me a screenshot. I said, y'all are stupid as hell. Y'all are paying $50 for recycled peen pics. Tell him to drop his drawers right now. We want to see it live in action. I'm not trying to see them old retired pics from 2014. We've been seeing that shit, Tyga. But he made a nice little bag, though, because y'all thought it was some new peen pics. It wasn't. All right, let me go ahead and read a few more. Sonya S says, thank you, T, for what you do. Your channel is the first place that talked about C19 before most people knew what it was, long before it became a pandemic. You are so welcome, and thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. That's why I'm glad I can always keep people up to date on everything that's going on my channel. So thank you. Nene 4002 says, my mom is pressuring my sister to get the vaccine, and it's getting annoying. Why do you care if you have it and you're protected? My mom listens to the news way too much instead of doing her own research. Yeah, I think at this point, I'm feeling like a lot of people who got it are not really secure in their decision. Because if you're secure, you shouldn't be that upset if somebody else doesn't have it. Because remember, you're protected. If anything, I should be more scared that you can get me infected. Because y'all the ones out here shedding. Okay? So I'm just saying. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we had a shorty. He was in 10th grade. Like we said, like they say in the Bible, a child shall lead them. He came into the Discord. He's new. Y'all was right. His name was, he came in, he had a Spanish name. It was Leche Cinco. And then everybody in the chat started writing $5 milk, 5 cent milk or something. The damn Zoom chat be cracking me up. They're like, 5 cent milk or some shit y'all was writing. But this baby came through with so much information. This young man had did his research. And he's the one who broke the news about the Lambada variant. I didn't even know about this. Y'all remember I passed out my damn chair like, oh, no shit, not another one. It's a mess. And right now, this is what they're calling this one. So for all y'all getting gassed up, I don't know why. Because this is what this new variant, which they don't have a vaccine for, and which the one that you've taken is not going to protect. But for y'all who don't know, let me share this real quick. So they are calling this new variant the doomsday variant. C19 keeps mutating. into scary new threats, how worried should we be? Okay. Let me, for y'all who don't know, first it was just the C-19, then it was the Delta, then we had the Gamma, and now we have the Lambda or Lambda. Yeah, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So that's what I'm saying. Don't be so cocky and arrogant just because you got the vaccine. This super virus is somehow continuously mutating. You can't tell me this wasn't all planned at this point. I refuse to. Call me a conspiracy theorist all you want to. The way this is going, you can't tell me all of this was not planned in that damn lab in Wuhan. Well, let me show y'all this video of the new variant that's out, that they're worried is going to be a super variant.
Can be blamed on the fast-spreading Delta variant of COVID-19.
But doctors at one Texas hospital say they've detected the first case of the Lambda variant in our state. Here's KVU's Derenisha Heron.
Houston Methodist Hospital detected its first case of the Lambda variant of COVID-19. In June, the World Health Organization designated Lambda as a variant of interest, which means there is evidence it can cause increased cases or unique outbreaks. The Lambda variant first popped up in Peru last December. The WHO says Lambda made up 81% of that country's cases since April, and it's now spread to a total of 29 countries. But is it more contagious than the Delta variant? Texas cardiology expert Dr. Fahmy Farah says it's too soon to know.
There are some concerns regarding the Lambda variant that it may be more contagious. You know, because that's just a trend we've seen. However, we haven't had enough cases to really know.
A spokesperson for the state health department says they're aware of the Lambda case reported in Houston, but haven't verified it or any others yet. Right now, DSHS is only posting about variants of concern online, like Delta. Dr. Farah says it's also too soon to know how effective vaccines are against the Lambda strain. But if it's in Houston, odds are it's in Austin, too.
Houston is a big city. It's a place where, you know, we have an international airport. It's one of the biggest cities in the U.S. And so I do believe that we can expect to see this variant even elsewhere in the United States.
In Austin, I'm Derenisha Heron.
Okay, let me come back on the screen. So it's getting real out there, y'all. Something is definitely going on. Like I said, I'm not that type where I'm like, oh, this is all a conspiracy. There's nothing going on out here. It's all in your mind. Absolutely not. There's people getting sick. There's people dying. There's definitely something going on. But just understand that just because you get the vaccine does not always keep you safe. There was a woman who left a comment on my Instagram page. And she works for, like, it's one of those healthcare lines where you can call if you, you know, have C-19. And she said they've received such an uptick in calls of people literally cussing them out because people are so upset because they got the vaccine and they're still catching C-19. Because many people feel like once they have it, that's it. They're never going to catch it. But what we're seeing now is an uptick of vaccinated people still coming down with C-19. One of my good friends was vaccinated. He still came down with C-19. So understand that. That's why I don't understand, like, just this divisiveness. You're no more protected than us, than, you know, you're no more protected than people who are not vaccinated. And the thing is, they can say, oh, well, yeah, you know, they said that we could get it, but we're not likely to die. Well, who were they that said that you were going to die in the first place? Or it's not going to be as severe. You know how many people got C-19 last year, didn't even go to the hospital? It literally was like the mild flu. There were several people in my family who ended up getting it, and they didn't even go to the hospital. So why don't they ever report on that? Why are they not reporting on the people who got the vaccine and still died? They only report on the ones who died who didn't get the vaccine. Now all of a sudden it's national news. As if there's not people who got the vaccine and then still died. When you see those are just articles. But when it's people who didn't get it and they died, oh, those are news stories. Those are videos. They're posted on the Shade Room. They're posted on ABC. They're posted all over. So my thing is just be fair. Be fair in the reporting. Zaw Fruit sent $4.99. He says, my mom says I can't live at home if I don't take the vax. Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So you're willing to put your child out on the street because of something like that. That's sad. That's sad. I'm sorry you're going through that. That's sad. Very uncalled for. But this is how bad it's gotten. You got people being disinvited to weddings. People talking about you can't come to the barbecue. You can't come to the family cookout. They know not to disinvite me because my black ass sister, I'm still going to show with a plate ready. Did you get vaccinated, ma'am? I'm just here to get a plate. I ain't got to sit next to y'all. Go ahead. Let me get some of that potato salad. You're not about to disinvite me for some shit. I'm going to still show up. I think that's sad. Family turning on family. The Jamaicans, oh, hold on. The Jamaica, I don't know if I said that right. I'm sorry. She sent $49.99. Thank you so much. She says, love you, T. Nurses are about to strike in my city. Massless rallies and all. Wow. I believe it, sis. I think a lot of nurses are waking up and doctors, and they're fed up because it should be a choice. And especially if, like I said, a year ago, they were heroes and now they're being vilified. And if doctors and nurses, to me, are hesitant, I'm getting it. I'm not about to rush. I'm not in a rush because they're hesitant for a reason. So that's all I'm saying. Let's see here. Deja C sent $9.99. She says, make all the vaccinated events. Oh, okay. When they all test positive. And the Mufasa variant. Not the Mufasa variant. She says, when the Mufasa variant comes out, I'm going to sit back and sip my motherfucking tea. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Oh, my gosh. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Twisted Integrity says, they are talking that ish now. It's a vaccine today and a chip tomorrow. Ooh. Thank you so much for that super chat. I appreciate you. Janamari says, happy belated birthday, T. Damn, the super chat didn't let me send this last week. I appreciate you. No worries. Thank you so much for the birthday messages. And thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. Mr. CG says, I told you businesses are finding loopholes around the HIPAA laws that applies to healthcare, not businesses. Also, peeps, be careful. The pedo is trying to be a part of the LGBTQIA2, look at namlove.org. Thank you so much for the super chat, Mr. GC. Appreciate you. Yeah, a lot of businesses have definitely found loopholes. That is why now they're able to tell their employees, look, either you get this or you're fired. I've told everybody on Discord, do not quit. Let them fire you. So at least that way you could get your unemployment if they're willing to give it to you. But then we'll find out, somebody posts on Discord that in their state, they're saying that if you refuse the vaccine, they can decline your unemployment. So it's getting really bad that even if they fire you, you may not even be eligible to get unemployment. So they're coming up with all types of loopholes. When have they ever done this for anything else in society? They've never done this. And that's why to me, it doesn't feel right at all. Nisha 17 sent 20 says, hey T, when I go to the bar, I want to make sure the person I'm talking to is STI free. But if they start letting people go, unemployment will go up and could be facing homelessness. In LA, homelessness will be criminal, $1,000 fine. I heard about that yesterday when we had the meeting. They're saying that if you're homeless and you're sleeping on the sidewalk, you can now be jailed and fined. What doesn't make sense to me is that if somebody's homeless, maybe I'm wrong, but to be homeless means you have no home, right? You can't afford your rent, hence why you're on the street. So if I can't afford my rent, how can I afford this fine? That's like getting blood out of a turnip. Good luck on getting those fines paid, LA. I mean, just like, where's the common sense? So they can't afford rent, but we're going to give them $1,000 fine for sleeping on the sidewalk. It's sad. It's really sad, but that's what it's coming to. Thank you for the super chat. Chanel sent 5. She says, the reason why they chose yellow for the unvaccinated is because while yellow can mean positivity, it can mean cowardice. Wow. Thank you so much for the super chat. So I'm assuming it's more leaning towards cowardice. Like you're weaker than the real men who got vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Bye, Felicia. That was so funny to read that name. Then it disappeared. I literally said, bye, Felicia, went to read it, and it just went by. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Oh, my God, it really disappeared. Okay, here it goes. So, bye, Felicia, sent $14.99. She says, T, this is my first Super Chat. Been watching you since I was 15. I'm now 22. You got me through my high school years, depression, leukemia, and more and more. Thank you. Aw, thank you so much for coming through, and thank you for the Super Chat. I'm so glad you're here, and you made it through all of those trials and tribulations. So thank you so much. And I love that name, too. That was funny. Bye, Felicia. Venetian Vibes says the variant has been used a lot lately, like the Marvel movies and shows. Feels a lot like when Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki were tricking the algorithm to cause chaos. Stay woke, sis. Discord be popping. Thank you so much. And I'm really glad that you enjoy the Discord. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate you. Blue Coochie, I think that's how you say it, sorry, says, I think all of these viruses are just Mother Earth getting tired of us. That's interesting. Thank you so much for the super chat. Philip Sadiq says, the Lambda Lambda variant came from the Revenge of the Nerds. That was the movie back in the day. Thank you so much for the super chat. Let's see here. Honey Coated Queen says, good evening, Auntie. Looking lovely as always. I'm sad that I missed the Zoom meeting yesterday. I was at work, but the next one I will be there. Love you. Love you too. I posted it in the Discord in the Zoom room. I posted it earlier. I made sure to remind myself. So if you missed it, go ahead and check it out. There was a lot of really good information in that Zoom meeting yesterday. So thank you so much. Tamika Princess T, it's going to get worse. My boss is a healthcare lawyer and helped to create the policies in the first place, in the first wave. He says it will be shut down again mid-September to November. Thank you for that. Like we've been saying in the Discord, September is something about the month of September. On top of it being the 20th anniversary of the 9/11. But it's something about that month of September. So she's dropping some jewels right there. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Lizzie Battle Senpai says, a guy like that called me silly for taking the C-19 shot and stopped talking to me when I defended myself. Yeah. You know, again, no one should be shamed for making a personal decision. So I don't blame you for cutting him off. If you felt like you needed to take the vaccine for your own personal protection, by all means, you do what works for you. Like I said, nobody should be shamed and called a sheep or called an android or called a weirdo because, you know, they're going along with what society's doing. But also don't shame people who are just like, I'm cool. I don't want to be bothered. I think there needs to be respect on both sides. So definitely do what works for you. And if you're comfortable with that decision, that's all you need to worry about. Don't let anybody shame you for your personal choice and your personal decision. So thank you so much, sis. Sin Kuali says, I'm from Peru. And this is true. The variant was out here killing people literally like 2 to 3 days. Damn. Wow. I didn't even know you lived in Peru, sis. I've seen your name a few times. Thank you for the super chat. So that's why Time Magazine is calling it the doomsday variant. So it's not even a week or 2 weeks. They're dying within 2 to 3 days. That is scary. God, that is scary to think about. Thank you so much for that information. Leda says, hey, T, I'm in Boston and 90% of the people in the hospital were vaccinated. The vaccines are not working. Wow. Thank you so much. But the media is not saying this. They're only showing the people who are not vaccinated, you know, dying. They're not talking about the ones who are also sick in the hospital with the vaccine. So thank you so much for that information. Stephanie says, love you, my internet sis. She be speaking facts. I got the vaccine because my mom got sick with cancer and I work in the hospital. I definitely felt pressure to get it now. I have my cycle. I have my cycle to a month ago since April. Okay. Again, I'm glad that you did what you had to do for yourself and for your mother. You know, this is not to knock anybody. You know, like I said, half of my friends, half of my mods, half of my family, you know, my little sister's vaccinated. So I'm not here to knock anybody. All I'm saying is us people who are not, leave us the hell alone. That's it. That's all. All this, you know, y'all are leaving comments telling my people should go to jail. No, bitch, I don't want to go to jail. I ain't did nothing wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of the comments are just me. Like, just leave people alone. Leave people to their choices. Because it's not the unvaccinated who are spreading it. You know what I'm saying? This is something beyond everybody's control. But they're trying to play the blame game to divide people. And that's the part I don't like. But thank you for that. I'm going to read a few more. I've been out here for almost two. Oh, my God. I've been out here 2 hours. I got to get ready to go. We had over 10,000 people in here. So I really thank you guys. Let me try and read a few more. Let's see here. Okay, DJ Dex sent $99.99. Thank you so much, DJ Dex. I appreciate you. He says, I've been watching you for years. Thanks for reporting the news. The mainstream media refuses to report. Keep doing what you do, and we'll keep supporting you. Looking beautiful today as well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And I'm just glad that I'm still here to just, like I said, I just want people to be informed and be informed on everything. Don't just feel safe and secure because you got the vaccine. You can still come down with the iris. God, I hate the fact that I have to talk like I'm four. The iris. You can still come down with this. So everybody should still be masking up, washing their hands, you know, and just understand that there's more variants coming down the pipeline. And the media is not really even talking about that. So thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. What's up, Marquis? Marquis sent 10. She says, it's crazy how jobs/places who don't even know you personally want you to get something that they have no clue of what it is. What it can do to somebody's body. Someone could be highly allergic. They don't care. Exactly. Thank you so much, Marquis. I appreciate you. Yeah, and that's the part that's just very frustrating is just all the judgments. You know, that's why I feel like some people are not secure with their decision, hence why they're projecting. Because if you're okay with it and you did it for the right reasons and not to win a damn, you know, lottery entry or a free gun, or, you know, park tickets to go to Valley Fair or Six Flags, then you shouldn't be worried about what somebody else is doing. So that's just how I feel about the situation. I don't have to agree. Unique Butterfly Sent 5 says, I find it interesting that Cuomo said there should be V mandates while he's being accused of harassing women. Right, but he's not trying to have that conversation, honey. Him and his montage. D Flip Hot says, it isn't it Mother Earth or God? It's a rich human made, but the gov won't admit that they are all together, not just China. Thank you so much. It's definitely something going on globally because everybody's going through it. I think I have posted this on Instagram. They were fighting again. I want to say it was in Belgium. Let me go back and look. But they were fighting this weekend. They're protesting once more. Berlin, Germany. Let me show y'all this real quick. They're still protesting because they're trying to shut things down overseas. So, and the media is not talking about that. I'm not seeing too many people reporting that. So this is not over. Like the rest of the world is still fighting and they're upset about these lockdowns as they should. So if this happens here, I'm very nervous with what will happen here when they announce, because I really feel like we're going to go under a lockdown. I just feel it. So when they announce that, are we going to be dealing with the same chaos, if not worse? Because one thing about people overseas, they don't have guns. You know, they're just beating each other with like batons and fists. Here, you know, I don't even want to think about it. It's very unnerving. Unbastin $50 says there's no test for the Delta variant. Call your local test centers / hospitals and ask, and they'll tell you, hold on, and ask if they'll test you for it. And they'll admit that there's no such test. Then how do they give it a percentage of all the cases? How do they know it's running rampant? Ooh, wow. She just dropped some major tea right there. So thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you dropping that tea. Is it the Jamexicana? I'm rereading your name again. Okay, looks like it's written Jamexicana. Okay, I think I got it right this time. She sent $49.99. Thank you so much. She says, what's crazy is all this holier-than-thou shit doesn't work. Access, availability, and actual reality has helped the vaccine rates go up. They never get this hype for real-life issues. Exactly. You know? And what's insane is that in the same breath, they're saying that it's the unvaccinated people's faults, and you guys are spreading this, and you guys shouldn't have certain privileges. Then why are they doing these huge super spreader festivals? Can somebody explain to me why they allowed 100,000 people to show up at Lollapalooza? Like, again, this looks like a bunch of ants. This looks like a bunch of ants at Lollapalooza. It doesn't make any sense to me. But when you point that out, it's all these excuses. Oh, they had to show their vaccine card. They even admitted only 90% of the people even had a vaccine card. And we all know that that can be frauded. It can be faked. It can be bought. So I'm a feel away if all these people now come back into the community and folks start getting sick and dropping like flies because they're allowing these events, but then in the same breath, upset about the unvaccinated. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. Kimberly says, can we talk about the uptick of customers being violent towards service workers? Also, smash the like button. Yes, y'all. If you guys enjoyed this, please smash the like button. Thank you. On top of them being nasty to service workers, what a few people told me yesterday in the meeting is that some of the, like, let's say you're a nurse and you're getting ready to treat a patient. Some of the patients are getting so bold now. Well, they'll be like, are you vaccinated? And if you don't respond, you know, then they'll start talking down to you, talking to you crazy, saying they don't want you to treat them. So, again, I don't understand where this God complex came from in less than a few months. This vaccine has only been rolled out a few months. And now all of a sudden people are just feeling so godlike where they can tell you what you need to do with your body, even though they're sick and needing treatment. So you need me as a nurse to take care of you, but now you want to shame me. May not want to shame the person under your care. I'm just saying. So you guys, I've been out here for 2 hours. This has been an awesome stream. I thank everybody who came through today. We talked about a lot of stuff. I've even learned some new stuff, which is always awesome. So thank you guys once again for joining me. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. Thank you guys for the super chats. I apologize if I wasn't able to read your super chat, but I will go back and read them once the live ends. I usually rewatch the streams, you know, at night, and I read everything. So thank you guys once again for the support and welcome all the new Discord members. I can't wait to get to get to know each and every one of you guys in the Discord, in the Zoom meetings and things like that. So if you're new, definitely make yourself at home. We have the meetings, you know, raise your hand, feel free to speak. You know, we're all family. So thank you guys. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.